Chapter 1. Trick or Treating. It is Saturday morning, the 31st of October. Sanjay is speaking on the phone to his friends Lou, Ella and her brother Davy. The children are all 12 years old and they go to the same school in York.
It's Halloween tonight, Sanjay tells them. Let's meet at 5 o'clock on the Shambles. We can buy our costumes there and then go trick-or-treating on our street for an hour. Then we'll go to Jack's Halloween party. There'll be apple bobbing, scary storytelling, and a bonfire in the garden. After that, we'll walk home. What costume will you wear?
Asks Ella.
I'm going to be a werewolf, says Sanjay. I'll wear a skeleton costume, says Davy. And I'll be a witch, says Lou. It's going to be great, says Sanjay. We must think of some tricks. And remember to bring bags for the treats. I want to come home with lots of chocolate and sweets.
It is 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and the friends are on the old Shambles in the middle of York.
Here's a costume shop, says Lou.
They go into the shop and try on some costumes. Everyone laughs.
We all look great, says Lou. But Sanjay's costume is the best. There won't be many werewolves at the party tonight.
The children pay for their costumes and leave the shop.
It's early for trick-or-treating, says Sanjay. Let's walk through the city. It'll be fun. We'll go past York Minster.
Lots of young people are out for Halloween, and many of them wear costumes. Lou counts 2 witches, 3 skeletons, 4 ghosts, and 1 werewolf. The people in the streets are talking and laughing. A minute later, Sanjay and his friends arrive at York Minster.
Wow! The Minster is beautiful this evening, says Ella. Look at all the people with their phones. They're all taking photos. The stained glass in the windows looks very beautiful with the light inside the Minster, says Lou. Can you see all the colours?
How old is York Minster? Asks Davy.
It's about 800 years old, says Sanjay. How do you know that? Asks Ella.
My dad told me, says Sanjay.
Your dad knows a lot about history, says Davy.
That's because he teaches it, says Sanjay. Who first built York? Asks Ella.
The Romans, Sanjay tells her. The Romans left England. Then the Anglo-Saxons came and they called it Yorkwick. Later, the Vikings came to York and they called it Jorvik.
Look at the time, says Davy. It's 6 o'clock now. History is very interesting, but I'm ready to go trick-or-treating. I want to eat some chocolate.
Me too, says Lou.
The children walk to their little street. This place is their home. All their families live here. There are pumpkin lanterns in most of the windows.
Dad says we can trick or treat here because the people know us. Let's start with this house and go from door to door, says Sanjay.
The children knock on the first door and a woman opens it.
Hello, Sanjay, she says, and she smiles.
Oh, and hello, Ella, Davy and Lou. You look wonderful in your costumes.
Trick or treat, Mrs. Smith,
shout the children.
Of course you can have a treat, says Mrs. Smith. She has a big bowl in her hand, and she gives them some sweets.
Thank you,
say the children. They knock on the next door, and a young man opens it.
Hello, Sanjay, he says,
and he gives them some chocolate. People in the next five houses give them more sweets and chocolate. Everyone has bowls of treats, and they are ready for the children. They all smile and say hello.
We mustn't knock on Mr. Gray's door, says Lou. He's not very nice.
The children look at Mr. Gray's door. Then they laugh.
Let's do it, says Davy. I want to play a trick.
Mr. Gray opens the door. The children are right. He is not nice.
Trick or treat,
say the children.
Stop knocking at my door,
Mr. Gray shouts.
I don't want any more children here. I'm trying to watch television, and I can't hear anything. Halloween is stupid. Your costumes are stupid.
And he closes the door.
Trick! Trick! Trick!
Shout the children.
But what trick can we play?
Asks Davy.
Let's use this black wool and make a web in front of his house, says Sanjay.
The other children see the wool and smile.
That's a great trick, says Ella.
Together, the four children make a huge web with the wool.
That will surprise him in the morning, says Lou.
The children all laugh and run to the next house. They get more sweets and chocolate.
My bag is getting heavy with treats, says Lou. But now it's the end of the street, says Sanjay sadly. And we can't trick or treat on other streets because we won't know the people. We'll make our parents angry.
The children are quiet for some seconds. They all think the same thing.
Let's trick or treat on one more street, says Davy.
Then we'll go to the party.